Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Oh, yeah. It's Thursday morning. It is October 23rd. We are at 606 Jen Tui. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Beautiful drive in today. Lake effect rain, cold and windy, and a high near 50 degrees. It was crazy because it was like monsoon in Menor. And I'm driving in, and as I get closer to downtown, the rain just kind of basically dissipates.
Oh, yeah. I drive in from Westlake. Not a dot of rain anywhere.
Raining like crazy.
No, nothing.
In Lake County at, 4:55 or whatever. I left the house this morning, so I don't know what it's doing now in Metro in Lake County. But, yeah, big time rain. And then as I'm heading in, it just kind of like, I'm telling you, it is unbelievable. Like, lake effect snow. Lake effect is real. I go through two different entire systems driving in from Metro to downtown. You know, especially this time of year in the next, 6 months or something. It is so bizarre, especially when you hear we're right 90 and 2 kind of split before you hit Lake County heading east or, you know, heading back west. It is so bizarre because right there is like a definitive line of weather and he just knows it every time.
All those memes you see online about the weather, they are very, very accurate. There's a reason for them. It's so crazy.
I wonder what it's like driving in this weather with one of your tires at a PSI 6 when it should be 36.
Great question that we'll get answered today.
We will find out because producer Stevie had that issue with one of her tires. Did she address it? I'm going to guess no. She had 23 hours to do so. We'll find out at 7:10.
I look forward to finding out what happened.
Oh, and she's a jinx.
Who?
Oh, she's a jinx. Yeah.
To you?
She's a jinx.
She jinxed you?
Yeah. Big
Why?
Time.
Oh, boy.
Just look at our Insta story, our show Insta story. I was so mad at her as soon as I hit my car yesterday. As soon as I took off.
Oh, no.
Jinx. Stevie.
Oh, no.
The jinx. Could not believe it or have planned it differently. You know how we're going to start the show? He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Let's continue playing the lengthiest game of life and take another guess for dead guy in an envelope. He's dead.
This is how we bond. We bond over this.
Do we?
Our EMCs, absolutely. I didn't even say good morning to our early morning crew. Good morning, early morning crew. I apologize.
Yeah, we do need a guess. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. We really hope you guessed that dead guy
today. Of course
we
do. And the show does not start without the guess. We don't move into other content without the guess. We need a guess for dead guy in the envelope. That's how this show works. Good morning. So what is that guess? We cannot wait to hear it. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hey, I feel like we haven't heard from you for a while. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. I'm very well.
Good. We can't wait to hear your guess for Dead Guy in Envelope. And I'm wondering if I should talk about the meter situation out front because I think my game is over.
How's
my
that?
Game of parking on the street has come to an end. But we would love your guess for Dead Guy in Envelope first. What would that guess be?
Richard Pryor. How's that?
Oh!
That's a great guess. It's not Richard Pryor.
Oh.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for the guess. I believe the game is over, and I might have to move to the parking deck.
Oh my gosh. Nothing will make me happier because your parking game has stressed me out and Stevie for years.
And this isn't about me. This is about if you park downtown. It is something that you need to know, which is next.
They're pulling those meters. Something's going on downtown. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I don't know exactly what's happening.
What do you mean they're pulling the meters?
So you are able to, you know how you can pay via the phone? There's a Park Mobile app, which is great, and this has been around for, I don't know, a couple of years. And you can do this in various cities, where you can type in a five-digit code, and you can pay it via your phone, whether it's Apple Pay, whether you load in a debit card or a credit card or anything like that, and you can pay for a two-hour span. And that's great. That's, you know, welcome to 2005. So we've finally been able to do that. And other cities have done this for a long time, and that's great. So I park on the street, and a couple of us do. And it's just, to be perfectly honest, I parked on the parking deck for years until COVID, and then we were broadcasting from home, and I just never went back into the deck, and I've always parked in the street since. So it's probably since 2021 or whatever.
But you go outside several times a morning to feed a meter.
I go out one time.
Yes.
But yeah, it is, you have to do your due diligence to do it. I mean, to be perfectly honest.
And like, give a meaning. Sometimes, like, you'll have to go out after the show.
Oh,
yeah,
of course.
Like, it's definitely,
and if it's raining or anything else, it definitely have to do my due diligence. I'm not pushing back. It is definitely easier than you driving in, parking in the parking deck, and then you're done for the day. I mean, there's no doubt about it. There's more, there's more to it for sure. So, you know what you usually have to, in any other city, and I was just in Buffalo with my daughter, you know, a couple of months ago, they have this exact same thing as you park, you know, if it begins at 7 in the morning, like it does here, you just use your app and you re-up every 2 hours, right? It gives you a notification with maybe 10 minutes left. You say, oh, okay, well, I'll go ahead and reload with my Apple Pay for another 2 hours. And you're good to go. And you can park from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and stay at the meter for however long you want.
There's no maximum meter limit.
Cleveland's bizarre. So what I have to do is at 7 a.m., I will use my Park Mobile app. It's good until 9 a.m. I have to physically then go down to the meter and put in 2 hours worth of change. So that's good from 9 to 11. And then I would have to then go and be able to use my Park Mobile app again because there is a 2 hour limit.
Basically, you're tricking it to thinking you left the spot because you're only allowed to stay in one spot for 2 hours.
Only city I've ever done. I've been to Harrisburg. I've been to DC. I've been to Buffalo. I've been to wherever. It's the exact same app I've been to. I mean, the list goes on. Nashville, it's all the same app. But for Cleveland, for some reason, I don't know if we got the dumbed down version of this. I don't know how that is.
Or they're just trying to limit people parking for.
They're trying to give us tickets.
That many hours a day.
Yeah. They get notifications on their phone. They're trying to give us tickets is the deal. So I was just driving past. I parked on the parking deck today. But on Prospect, it looks like the actual hard meters are gone, which means that the trickery from on my end and anybody else that parks on there that tries to get past the system would then be gone, that the 2 hour maximum would be the limit. And you just have to move. You
cannot
be there.
So they're removing all the physical meters, and you only have the option.
That would
be
my guess, unless they have maneuvered it where I can actually stay there a longer time, which is still bizarre to me. Because if you go back to just the hard meters where you can just put the physical coins, I could be out there all day. I could park at 7 in the morning, and I could stay there until 5 as long as I had plenty of change and I did my due diligence. Right?
Well,
what do they care? But in this instance, it's bizarre that you have to leave the spot every 2 hours. Who cares as long as you're up to date with your meter?
I don't understand that. Only thing I can think of is that they're trying to give more people, because it's a busy street there here. I mean, there's always activity going on. They're trying to give more people an opportunity to be able to park on the street like that. Let you know, give
it just
us
makes
a limited,
no sense.
Limited
it makes
2 hour
no sense.
Parking.
So when the game is over, but I mean, once again, in my instance, I'm down here parking and I have to deal with that. But this isn't a Tim situation. I just bring it up because it's new for anybody parking down here. If you're going to games, if you're going to concerts, if you park on the street and you're trying to get past the system and past the $50 parking and you're willing to walk a couple of blocks to get past the $30 and $50 and $70 parking, that is a difference. And I just noticed that happening this morning. That was the first time I noticed.
So I wonder citywide if they're removing them all then. We need to find that out.
And what the adjustments may be. So that is just clearly a thing that I noticed today.
That's not good for you.
Or any of us that try to get away with that. So, all right, good morning. Still not group 7. On the way, we have Stevie on the socials. I've been scrolling on TikTok like crazy. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorite. Even Stevie sending me some DMs on that. I'm like, I'm trying to even get any alert, any group in TikTok.
And you've got nothing.
I'm getting everything
everything else. I'm getting Taylor Swift. I'm getting my usual Vegas or Cleveland TikTok or anything else that I possibly follow. Or I am so into, because I love the chilies and the crock pots and the everything else and the easy recipes heading into the fall and all those sort. Like, I love those type of thing. So I'm getting all fed all of the stuff, or radio, or like this. I cannot get a group.
I saw a video yesterday where a woman walked around her office and walked up to, I don't know, 10, 15 people. Hey, you in group 7? And like half of them were like, yes, I am. The other half are like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I know.
It's so great.
If you don't know what we're talking about, it was definitely Stevie on the socials yesterday. And once again, you can always check out our podcast through that Odyssey app. If you know, you know, and I'm jealous of you. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jed and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
Do you want to quit your day job or maybe leave your 9-to-5 life behind? Well, there's a social media trend that might help you discover that. We'll see.
Wait, it helps you discover your new job or whether or not you want to leave your current?
Both. You should be leaving your current job. Something else.
Okay.
You're listening to the Jen and Tim Show for possible life changes during Stevie on the socials. This could be a very life-changing Thursday for you.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a viral social media trend right now of people singing Sam Smith's Stay With Me, all in an effort to see if they should quit their day job. Now, it all started because there was a girl who was singing in the car, and they were like filming it, and her friends realized that she was actually a really good singer. They never knew it, and were like, you should be a singer. So now people of all kinds, we have people that are good singers and know it, people that are horrible singers, all partaking in this trend. There's one video that has over 23 million views, and it's three guys who work at a car dealership. Their account is Lasco Ford, and the three guys are sitting there taking turns singing. And it's captioned, seeing if we have a hidden talent so we don't have to clock back in after lunch. So here is a little clip of them singing for you to decide if they should quit their job.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave where you hold my hand. Oh, won't you stay with me?
There was even comments from verified accounts like Slim Jim saying, how was the rest of your work day? And a lot of the comments are telling number two that he needs to go solo because he was the only one that, you know.
That was my next question. Like, can we just select one of those three? Does it have to be a group effort?
Yeah, they really should not be a trio. Right. It's not a band in motion here. I think, Tim, you should try this. See if you have any talent.
Exactly. But see, I think if somebody does not like their job, they should give us a call and sing.
Yeah, and we'll tell you if you should.
I enjoy my job. I like my job. I like what I do.
Same.
I you know, that type of thing. But if you are, you know, thinking about, you don't like your hours or the pay or your boss or whatever it might be, or your drive, or there's several reasons why maybe you don't enjoy your job and you want to sing Sam Smith and you want us to critique you, or as, I mean, we're all friends here on the Jen and Tim Show. Listeners, everybody else, I mean, we'll take a listen.
Maybe
and
you have a hidden talent.
Yeah. I know. And Stevie, could it, like, say you don't know the lyrics to Sam Smith, could you choose another song maybe?
Yeah, but this is a popular song.
It's a popular song.
Even just a little clip. Like, if it's just even one line. It's not going to be that entire 20 seconds.
Got it.
I mean, I have the instrumental for
you. Song, but you wouldn't be trendy.
Let's go with the same song.
Let's go with the same song.
Yeah, even if it's just 10 seconds. You hate your job, but you like Sam Smith. That's what we're going to just, I mean, maybe we'll get one. If not, that's okay. Maybe tomorrow morning. Just think about it. It's Star 102.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
You going to sing for us?
Oh, yeah.
Now let me hear it.
Oh, won't you stay with me? Won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. Oh, won't you stay with me?
You know what's tough about that? Is there's no music. It's tough to like sing. You know what I mean? You're just going a cappella, and that's not easy.
Oh yeah.
So are you? Do you think you're leaving your job with that performance? What do you think? Critique yourself.
I grew up singing, so bam.
Yeah.
This is the motivation you needed.
Yes.
The Jen and Tim show is helping you change your life.
But your job, pursue your dreams.
That's right.
Maybe we don't play Trump too. We just keep singing on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites.
Seeing if people should quit their jobs because they're such a good singer.
We let you know if you quit your job just by singing. It's a new trend. Thank you, Stevie, with Stevie on the socials.
I think we really don't.
We got one quitter already.
Don't take our advice is really what I would say.
Not really a quitter.
Much of.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. All right, we have another one, I think.
Oh, boy.
All right, you want to sing? Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to pull on over here. All right, you ready?
Yeah, we'd love to hear it.
All right. Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. They say love is clear to
see. Woo-hoo, yeah!
Oh, darling, stay with me.
Oh, yeah, she's out of it. That job, she's done with her job.
Yeah, could this be the day you have to quit?
Oh, definitely. I'd walk right out right now if I were you.
I mean, I'm still trying to find that full-time job, so you know what? Maybe I'll start somewhere else first.
There you go. I'd leave your job right now. Right, Jen?
No, you can't. You can't
walk
say
right
that.
Now. Forget you those bills.
You can't tell me to do that.
Walk right out right now. Is it fixed, or is it a PSI of 6? Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We're going to find out at 7:10. That would be Stevie's tire. Did she get it addressed over the last 24 hours? We're going to find out.
If you had to guess, did she get it addressed?
No.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm on the same page as you.
We'll see.
I don't think she did, but
I mean, addressed as in she inflated it.
Well, yeah,
not
I
as
was
in
just going
to
say
fixed as repaired to see if there was a hole or a you know an issue with the rim or something like that. Like addressed as in fixed
and good to go. Right. Did she fill it with more air? Probably because it seems like it's getting worse. But was the issue resolved?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
We just
want to
hit on that. Yeah,
we'll see.
So we hit it yesterday. We're going to see what happens. That's it.
Get an update.
What has happened over the last 24 hours? We don't know. We'll bring in producer Stevie. We had tire talk yesterday. Stevie versus the tire. She revealed this. This was just a little excerpt from yesterday talking about one of her tires and the tire pressure. This is for once again from yesterday. You know, you have a suggested PSI, right?
Mine's 36.
Let's play a round of how low can it go? Can I get a 20?
No.
Can I get a 15?
No.
Can I get a 10?
No.
Please let all of our listeners know what your tire pressure was yesterday.
6.
6!
Stevie! I still can't believe it.
She had a tire pressure of 6. That's the PSI, right? You have, you know, inside of your, probably know, this is usually inside of your driver's door, your driver's side door. There's a sticker there and it lets you know what your tire pressure should be. That's a pretty important part of information of owning a car. Maybe you do know, maybe you don't know.
I didn't know that.
And it'll let you know that tire pressure and you should keep it around there. Maybe you have this day and age, like you have an alert in your car. Maybe you have a little, you know, a symbol of some sort that lets you know that the tire pressure is low. A lot of people have that.
But six to me sounds like you, you can physically see your car like sloped to one side.
Yeah, it's flat. Yeah. I mean, that's
right.
Pretty flat.
Right.
If not flat. So if you were to guess, we're going to play a song. If you were to guess, did she get it addressed over the last 24 hours?
No.
Does that mean that I have to guess yes just to be different?
I don't know how you can guess yes to this based on how well we know Stevie.
I'm going to guess yes then.
Really?
Just to be different. I mean, I don't.
Yes, as in, here's what I'll say.
Okay.
Has the problem been resolved as in she has new tires on her vehicle? Or has she addressed it as in she has a plan? Does she have a plan or has it been completely resolved? Like you have
no way she got tires in 24 hours.
No way, right?
Correct. So not resolved to that degree.
Not resolved to that degree. But did she like do some research and is it on its way to being fixed?
Yes.
You think she did?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. If you listened yesterday, I mean, formulate your own opinion. This song is less than 4 minutes, so we can grab producer Stevie, bring her in. I've never been more confident with a guest.
I'm glad she's here safely.
All right. We'll find out together. I really wish that I could go through the messages. I mean, it's Jen, it's Michelle, it's Diane, it is Wendy, it is Elizabeth, it is Mary, it is another Mary, it is Kamara, it is Becky, it is Carrie, it is Christine, it is David, it is Scott, it is Tom. I mean, the list goes on and on with people that have shot us DMs yesterday when we were talking about the tire issues on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, to our personal pages, Facebook and Instagram. That's how many people care about Stevie, care about the show. I just thought that was great. And I've talked about it before. I think that's what really differentiates our show from others. I think it's a Jen and Tim show community. I've said it before. It's what makes it unique. And that was awesome to see.
It was. And they were, whether it was sharing a similar story or offering help or suggestions on what Stevie needed to do.
Prices of tires, right. Places to go. I mean, how great is that?
I liked the person who was also driving on 10 PSI.
Of course, that's right. The message. That's the one message. And it was a matter.
Was it a matter? Probably seen her driving around.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to clarify that only one of my tires was at 6, by the way.
Correct. One tire was at 6. You were hoping that you could actually add the 4 and divide by 4.
Yeah, I don't.
And then kind of come up with
even out.
I almost feel like all of them at 6 would be better because then it would be more balanced. Like, I'm very concerned you're like lopsided driving.
Please.
I don't really want them all at 6.
Please ask that question.
I know that that's terrible. My point is they should all be the same.
I think you're better.
They should all be the same. And they should all be what they're rated on.
None of them should be 6. I get that.
I know. I know you were kidding. I'm just messing around.
For God's sake.
It drives the same. I'll say that.
Listen, we're going to leave that alone.
I can't.
So did you?
I cannot.
So it's been 24 hours. People that were listening yesterday that were very tire aware, it was Stevie versus the tire. Mm-hmm. Is there any progress?
Define progress.
Uh-huh. I knew it.
Like, did I put more air in my tire?
You had to have put air in the tire.
No.
What?
Well, I didn't go anywhere except I went home from work and then I came into work today.
What's your PSI right now?
I don't know. Enough for it to come back on. No, then I'd have to go to the place. If I went to the place to check it, then it doesn't tell me. Mine isn't like the fancy one that tells you. Some of the cars have like it tells you what each is.
Correct.
But you the light turns on that saying it's below a certain number.
And you said the light did turn back on.
Yes. But I think the number is like 25 or something when it comes
to that. Why do you think that?
Because I've tested it before. Because sometimes, you know, it's a whole thing, Jen.
Because you've been dealing with it for so long.
We have to take control of this. I really thought it was going to be taken care of.
No.
That's why I blew it off.
You thought that.
I did.
No, I said I did not put air in said tire. That doesn't mean that I didn't do anything.
So what is the anything?
Yeah.
Well, my mom was very concerned because I told her about this conversation.
Of course she is.
So she told me I needed to get new tires.
Right.
All of them. So I think I have an appointment on Monday. I did it online, so it's not, you know, official, but.
Did we figure out? Because we were going back and forth. We know the make and the model of the car, but then it was.
I guess.
Was it an ST or a GT or this? Because there are different, you know.
I just guessed. I just picked one.
You just guessed?
Oh my gosh, we were going back and forth. I gave you the VIN. We had the VIN number.
I know,
and told you everything.
What? Tell me. Mine doesn't have it.
You helped her get a VIN number
I had the VIN number because I know where to locate it
right.
in my car.
Right.
I have a picture of
she
it.
She has a picture of
but
it.
But you still didn't. So you've made an appointment.
I matched the numbers to said option.
So are they like ordering you tires based on whatever you put in online that you're only kind of sure of?
Well, it said they have them in stock, so they're there already.
to the maybe the size of her car.
You might need, right?
Correct.
Oh my god,
there was a lot of options. I looked at like my actual like email when I got the car, and none of it has that little like another number I need.
If Stevie gets wrong tires on her car, what happens?
216.
They wouldn't put them on.
But like, what if you drive to this place and then they don't have the right tires, and then you're waiting even longer?
Then they'll have to order them.
And you're supposed to like drive far this weekend.
I need a tire expert.
I can't.
216-343-1021. She's done something, so that's good. She's done something. I just think that she's going to get. She actually has John Deere tires that she's going to put on her car now. 216-343-1021. I just need, please, somebody. Let's see, so it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. 4 days. Okay. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
How many times do we have to fill it up with air in 4 days?
How many times should or will?
How many times should?
Well, probably all of the days.
And how many will?
I'll probably do it tonight.
Oh, good.
Sunday, maybe.
All right. We're going live on the air with these calls. Good morning. Thank you for calling. You are live on the air. Welcome to Tire Chat. Producer Stevie can hear you. Please talk.
Morning.
Hi. Morning.
So you guys know that if you open your driver's side door, your tire size is actually on the door.
Oh, the tire size is also on the door. Thank you.
Good.
I knew the PSI was there. Absolutely. The tire size is on the door.
Yeah, I have a picture of that. I matched them.
She did match that. We talked about that off the air. She did know that. So you're right. We didn't get that far, but then off the air, we had a chat during Teddy Swims, and we did get there. So that is a great call. Yes, we did know that, so thank you. We were going down the VIN path and everything else. We were talking about that yesterday. I just didn't know she took a picture of that sticker. We did have that, so thank you. That is great. Once again, great information for people that don't know.
Yes.
I think we kind of learned, like, we kind of take that for granted. Maybe people don't know that. That sticker is there on all those cars inside of that driver's side door.
I didn't know that.
That's a good thing to know, especially going into the winter months when you do have, those are things you have to check because, you know, tire pressure gets low. Maybe not down to six.
Six
That's
is
a limbo.
Crazy.
Six is.
I was shocked too.
All right. Once again, you are on the air. We are live. Producer Stevie can hear you. Good morning. Thank you for calling. How are you? Have you ever had tire pressure of? Have you ever had a tire pressure of six?
No.
Yeah, I mean that's as low as like the Browns' offensive output.
Wow.
Sorry, it's my team. So why are you calling? Good morning. Are you helping Stevie out, or just wanted to talk, or?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. You. Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
You're on the air. Producer
Welcome.
Stevie.
Playing. I didn't know if I was on live.
You
or not.
Are. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought I said we were on live. Yes, we are on live. Good morning. It's Jen Tui. It's Tim Richards. It's producer Stevie with tire issues.
So as a daughter of a mechanic, I was taught that you never, ever go low because you're going to ruin the tire, which will cost you more money. And I had a flat on Thursday. 90's a mess, so thank God it was okay.
Oh, it is? I didn't realize that. Is there something going on 90 from four lanes to three lanes and a barrier and a this and a crash and a that and whatever? At least
so
it's
bad.
Not. At least at the very least, it's not going to be an issue for long.
False.
Correct. So here's the deal, Stevie. Go to a random tire shop or local mechanic. If it's a hole in the tire, they will plug it for $25.
Boom.
Oh, look at that.
If you continue to ride on the tire with it being low, you're going to damage the sidewall of the tire, which that's not replaceable or not fixable. That's replaceable. So if the tread is still within wearable mileage, they will just plug it and send you on your way. If you need to replace one tire, it's always best to just replace two. Now and then save and then replace the other two.
Because
it's front and back. As you rotate tires every 3,000 to 5,000 miles.
Daughter of a mechanic.
She knows
right
what
here.
She's talking about. Have you considered just checking it for a leak somewhere instead of getting a whole new tire?
I have considered that, but it's like past due of when I should get new tires.
Oh, you
so
need new tires
I
anyway.
Don't, if I take it
it's
to
time.
A shop, I don't think they'd patch it up. They'd probably recommend all four new tires.
I see.
Because, you know, one tire, it's six. The other one, it's, you know, 20. Yeah.
The other one is 20?
So if you add all four tires, do we get to 36?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Do we get to the 36 PSI?
One side's low. The other side is, like, always, like, 33.
I feel like I need to go out to the car after the show. I think this needs to happen.
I have no idea how to do anything with tires, and I feel like I need to go out to the car as well.
Yeah, so I
just can't have this now that it's out. Like, I just feel like she's my daughter. I need to go.
I'm stressed.
What do you look at? Salt, look,
I need
it
to at least pump. At least when I leave the car, they all need to be to 36. They have to be at a 36. Where's their tire pressure? We're downtown Cleveland. Where's the tire pressure?
There has to be.
There's BP over there. Isn't there a Conrad's over on like Chester or something? There's got to be. There's places around.
I gotta go. But they cost money. I only like the free ones.
No, we got to. You don't like the free ones?
I only like the free ones.
Yeah, get go. It's the only free one I know.
I know. Everywhere else.
Yeah, I know. What are you charging for air? What's been a thing for decades now? Yeah, we got to figure this out. All right. So there you go, Stevie. Horrible job.
Hey, I said I'm getting new
tires. I love
tires.
You, but I mean, just I know you are. I know it's a Monday thing.
My mom did say, have you considered sooner than Monday? I said, Monday just works best with my schedule.
Today would be better.
Doesn't work with my schedule.
Doesn't work with your schedule. Because you have to drive the vehicle somewhere today.
Exactly.
Far away.
I'm busy. Yes.
Okay.
We're getting to a pump. 10:01.
Okay. So right?
I mean, we have to. It's got to be all 36. We got to figure this out.
Okay.
And we got to bring it up again tomorrow.
Because there, well, yeah. You have to add air before you leave work today.
This work? No.
This work.
There's no air in the parking garage. What am I going to do?
Tim's going to find you air. Conrad's has free air, Mary Jo just said.
Do they really?
That's what she says.
Thank you, Mary Jo. I didn't know that. Air. Okay, we'll go down there.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary. Mary Jo, did you say?
Mary Jo.
Mary Jo, thank you for that.
We appreciate it. Stevie, I'm having heart palpitations. All right.
Free air.
About 6 months ago, he was only halfway there. But now John Bon Jovi is ready.
Proud of you.
That's in 60 seconds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know
the Browns outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Avon Lake is at 46 degrees right now. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. Cavs opened their season last night. It was a loss to the Knicks in New York. 119-111. They'll play the Nets tomorrow night at 7:30.
I think it was like the Knick-Nets.
Knick-Nets.
They're both from the area.
Yes, they are. Bon Jovi going back on tour. Tim, I don't know if you heard this. Their first full tour since 2022.
Are they going to tour the U.S. though? All this news was great. I mean, you're getting to it. I know.
They're going to Madison Square Garden, and they're doing like four shows at Madison Square Garden
right. In
July, and then they're going to head to Europe in August. So, I mean, that's all we know so far, but this is, you know, the tickets go on sale for Halloween. What if somebody's a huge fan? You want to plan a trip? You want to do a Christmas gift?
That'll be big. Madison Square Garden, that will be huge. The four shows are huge. And so they're going overseas, and that's all great. And it's great he can sing again and everything. I mean, that's massive.
And they put on an awesome show. They really do. They're really phenomenal. So, October 31st, bonjovi.com for your tickets. HGTV has announced their lineup for 2026. There are four new shows, and get this, 400 new episodes. How many years does it take to film 400 new episodes of House Hunters?
You had a great point. Are some of them banked? I thought that was a great point you mentioned off the air.
Are they old? 400? No, because it says 400 new episodes of House Hunters and House Hunters International. Unless it's ones from previous seasons they didn't use. I mean, 400 episodes?
I mean, how many in a season, if you think about that? At 400, it's like,
what was,
how many seasons moving forward?
And I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but I know you asked me this recently. Like, yeah. How many episodes of Grey's Anatomy have ever aired? Didn't you ask me that recently?
I did, and I mean, it was definitely in the hundreds, 400, 500, 400 plus, I think.
22 seasons. I mean, that's, how do you get 400 new episodes? I don't even understand this. But anyway, it's coming. House Hunters and House Hunters International. Plus, there's a bunch of new shows, including a new series that's a property.
450 episodes of Grey's Anatomy has aired.
In 22
seasons.
Yes,
I just did a quick AI search. Yep.
And this is one new season of 400 new episodes.
I don't understand.
How do they even air those? That's like an entire channel.
Yeah.
Okay. Property Brothers spinoff is called Under Pressure, where Drew and Jonathan pretty much pressure you into buying a house.
Is this a battle every year? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, right around this time. I feel like this is a battle every year.
Has it been a battle between you and your wife?
No, it's really not a battle in our house. I just feel like people on social, they try to hold out as long as humanly possible, even if the house is -7 degrees. Like it's some type of flexing or something like that, right?
Person. I was like holding, why with the air conditioner, I'm not like that. I will turn that on immediately when I get hot.
Oh,
but
yeah.
When it comes to heat, I'm like, no, we can push it a little longer. Yeah. And I am not the one that caved this year.
Really?
Which was shocking to me.
Yeah, we have an instant poll. It's something that we talk about. I mean, I feel like at least it's every time right around this year. The results to me are shocking out of hundreds and hundreds of votes we have so far. We will get to that. We have several comments we need to get to as well to end the show here in about 5 minutes. Simple question on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Be honest. Did you cave and turn the heat on yet? It's a question that's asked, I feel like, so often this time of year.
It's so interesting to get a peek into everybody's lives and the way they respond to this question. I had not turned mine off on yet. We've had it off just, you know, no air, no heat for, I feel like, weeks now. And then all of a sudden, yesterday afternoon, I felt a little toasty in the house. I'm like, oh, what is that? And I realized there was some heat coming up. My husband caved. He turned the heat on.
I can't wait to compare our electric bills next month.
I can't.
When we all had nothing running for 3, 4, 5, 9 days, whatever it was, because the temperature was right in that home run land. Or was that 60, 65, 70, 70, whatever it was, and we had nothing going on. 80% of our listeners are freeze babies. They have turned that on already. And I have, mine's kicked on too. I'm not acting like I didn't have it on because it was set at, I don't know what the thermostat's at, you know, mid-60s, upper, whatever it is. Mine definitely is kicked on. 80% of people that have voted right now, Jen and Tim show and Star 102 and all the socials have turned it on.
But it's funny. You look at some of these comments, like one of the comments says, unfortunately, yes, set to 69 degrees. Kim says, I did yesterday. I'm a freeze baby trying to stay warm. Lene says, put the heat on just to take the chill out. Bill says, yes, I use the budget plan. I'm using it. So a lot more people than I thought said, yes, they did put the heat on.
It is. It's just a fun battle. You can vote. You can do it now. Jen and Tim Show, Star 102 and all the socials. All right. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.